Karen Hughes, a top advisor to President Bush, has written a book describing her life in politics. It's called 10 Minutes from Normal. Hughes picked up the phrase when a train conductor announced they were approaching the town of Normal, Illinois. Hughes took it to suggest that politics is often far from normal. She spoke with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
Hughes left the Bush White House almost a year ago to spend more time with her family. But she continues to advise the president, most recently about the decision of National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice to testify publicly under oath before the 9/11 Commission.
She wants to get the facts out, and the president wants to get the facts out. And I think what they found themselves in was a situation where the process had sort of overwhelmed the facts. And the quibbling was about, well, will it be public or private, or will it be under oath or not?
Now, do you think that the White House was pressured?
No, I think this is a good resolution. I think that this is in keeping with what Condi Rice wanted and what the president wanted all along, which was to get the facts out. And we want the American people to know that the White House wants the facts to come out.
This is a time of a lot of news coming out of the White House, especially the book by Richard Clark, which makes the allegation that the president did a poor job of handling the events leading up to 9/11 and then poor job of handling the war on terror. You were there during that time. What do you think of Clark's allegations?
Well, I have to say I've been sort of almost sickened as I've watched events the last week or so. I don't think that the depiction that he gave was accurate. I think it was distorted. Richard Clark is mentioned once in my new book. He came to my office the week after September 11th to brief me on Afghanistan. And it's ironic because he says we were focused on Iraq and he was there to brief me on Afghanistan.
Now, on September 10th, you made a decision not to go with the president down to Florida. I'm talking about September 10th, 2001. Why did you decide not to go to Florida?
Because September 10th was my wedding anniversary, and I felt it was important that I show my husband, who had moved to Washington with me to support me in my job. I felt like it was important to go to dinner with him that night. And as a result of that, I was not with the president during some of the most historic hours of his presidency. Now, on the other hand, I was there to brief the nation that afternoon, which I think was important. And also, I was there, obviously, as he returned that night to work with him on the speech that he gave to the nation that night.
Well, in fact, you write in your book that Ari Fleischer, who was then the press secretary, had some ideas for what the president should say initially, and you changed it.
Well, I don't know that they were uniquely Ari's. I think they were working on a statement on the plane, and Ari was the one who read it to me. And the first line was, America was today the victim. And I just remember my reaction was visceral. I said, Ari, you know, we are not victims. We may have been attacked, but we are not victims of anything. And so they worked on rewriting the first line.
Well, talking about communications, one of the emphases that you were talking about after 9/11 was trying to communicate the image of America more effectively to a world that saw America as an aggressive, isolationist power under President Bush. Do you think that message has been communicated effectively to the world?
I think it's going to take a long time. I mean, that's one of the reasons we formed the Office of Global Communications at the White House, because as an American government, we often don't speak with one voice. I mean, I was in Afghanistan a month and a half ago, and you hear that USAID is doing this and DOD is doing this. Well, you know, people in Afghanistan don't really know what USAID or DOD are. What they know is America, and I think we need to do a better job of speaking around the world as America, and also of communicating our basic values. You're right. A lot of people look at us and they see power, money. They see the materialism of our consumer culture, and they see sex. I remember when a prominent Arab scholar came to the White House and told us that Baywatch was the number one show among young men in the Arab world. Baywatch. So, you know, that's their image of American women, and I was very concerned about that, and I believe that it's really what President Bush says when he talks about the non-negotiable demands of human dignity, that that's what America will stand for, the worth and value of every life, and we have to do a better job of communicating them around the world.
Karen Hughes, former White House Communications Director, is the author of 10 Minutes from Normal. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.